It's Monday, April 7th, 2014. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Every now and then we come across a poet, somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Right back there, great way to open up this here episode of the show, a band from London called Les Garçons, if I said that right. I have no idea. It's really just a woman. You know, she's just one person who makes music on her own, but under the name Les Garçons. And that was the song Superhero. That's a Superhero. The single is what that was, which is all she has, apparently. Go to Bandcamp. There's a bunch of singles. You can just get each one on its own. Superhero was among my favorite in particular because it really showed off how much it sounds exactly like the Hong Kong. Remember the Hong Kong? Speaking of things that are good, how about Johnny Cash? That's right, Johnny Cash is back with a new album 10 years after he died. Pretty impressive feat, but that guy was prolific. Basically what happened is a long time ago he recorded an album and they didn't release it, and his son found it, dusted it off, reproduced it, and then is releasing it now. And the good news is it's super good. It's actually, I think it's great. I don't know, I really like it. There's, you know, there's a handful of just kind of three-star songs, of course, but like there's some really strong material on here, and we're gonna hear two of my favorites. The title track, Out Amongst the Stars, that's the name of the album, and the first song we're going to hear, and then Baby Ride Easy, which is an incredibly great song. It's a duet between Johnny Cash and June Carter. So here we go. Out Amongst the Stars and Baby Ride Easy, both super great songs off this new, really good Johnny Cash record. If you like these and you like Johnny Cash, who doesn't? Come on, pick it up. It's pretty good stuff. You're gonna like it. Here we go.
It's midnight at a liquor store in Texas. Closing time, another day is done. When a boy walks in the door and points a pistol, he can't find a job, but Lord, he's found a gun. He pulls it off with no trace of confrontation. Then he lets the old man run out in the street. Even though he knows they'll come with guns a-blazin', already he can feel a great relief. Oh, how many travelers get weary, bearing both their burdens and their scars. Don't you think they'd love to start all over and fly like eagles out among the stars? He pictured the arrival of the cruisers, sees that old familiar anger in their eyes. He knows that when they're shooting at this loser, they'll be aiming at the demons in their lives. Oh, how many travelers get weary, bearing both their burdens and their scars. Don't you think they'd love to start all over and fly like eagles out among the stars? The evening news carries all the details. He dies in every living room in town. And in his own, a bottle is thrown in anger. And his father cries, we'll never live this down. Oh, how many travelers get weary, bearing both their burdens and their scars. Don't you think they'd love to start all over and fly like eagles out among the stars? And fly like eagles out among the stars.
John Carter Cash, the only child of Johnny and June Carter, says his parents were major pack rats. After they both died in 2003, the job fell to him to sift through family artifacts stored across town. He discovered a lost album recorded in the early 80s by hotshot producer Billy Sherrill.
It's like finding a lost Van Gogh in your closet. What do you do?
A lost masterpiece makes for a pretty good story, but that's not how guitarist Marty Stewart recalls the recording sessions, which came at a low point in Johnny Cash's popularity.
There were pretty good songs, pretty good performances, but no magic.
The big names were starting to sing over orchestras instead of fiddles and six strings. Cash's sound had evolved, but not that much. Shortly after making these forgotten recordings, he was famously dropped from Columbia Records. So John Carter Cash, a producer in his own right, invited musicians like Marty Stewart to the Cabin Studio to give it another go.
When I listened to myself, I found there was profound room for improvement. That boy needed some work.
For this album, titled Out Among the Stars, Stewart laid down new guitar solos. Dobro master Jerry Douglas came in to add some background twang. Carlene Carter, one of June's daughters from a previous marriage, even sang a third part on a Johnny and June duet called Baby Ride Easy.
If I drove a truck,
and I were a waitress,
and I ordered coffee,
and I poured you some,
then you'd stop by on your way sometimes later,
and if we arm wrestled, I'd see that you won.
I, my baby, ride easy, ride high in the saddle all day.
If your lovin' is good
and your cookin' ain't greasy,
we'll chuck the chuck wagon and we'll ride away. Some pale senorita,
and I a bullfighter way down in the sand, while the band kept on playing that old Cassidore, would you throw me a flower,
would you take my hand?
I, my baby, ride easy, ride high in the saddle all day. And your cookin' ain't greasy, we'll chuck the chuck wagon and we'll ride away. If I ran the country,
I'd be your first lady and fix up while you were away,
waiting while you're passing time with world leaders, left alone together, alone we might lay. I, my baby, ride easy, ride high in the saddle all day.
If your loving is good
and your cooking ain't greasy, we'll chuck the chuck wagon and we'll ride away. Your cooking ain't greasy, we'll chuck the chuck wagon and we'll ride away. We'll chuck the chuck wagon and we'll ride away.
Be the boy of your dreams. Sleeping is good. 'cause I have no plans to settle down, down. Thank you.
catch up. It's been a little while. So after Johnny Cash, we heard Conan Moccasin. It's a band from New Zealand, does that fantastic psychedelic dream pop kind of electronica sound and stuff. We heard two songs. We heard Do I Make You Feel Shy, and then Caramel. Caramel being the title track off the record that those two songs were from. If you liked that sort of sound, you should pick up the whole thing. It's all just like that. There's like five songs that are just the same name. Just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it's that kind of music. It's just like, talk to the bong. It's pretty good. Anyway, after we heard Conan Moccasin, we heard Kate LeBond, one of my favorites, doing the song What Is Worse off her Cirque 2 EP. I wanted to put that on just because I've been listening to Kate LeBond lately. I really like everything by her, and I was like, I should just put more of her stuff on the show. So I just put that on there because, hey, why not? And then after Kate LeBond, we heard Widow's Peak from right here in Brooklyn, New York. We heard Smoke and Mirrors off their Swamps EP, which I think it's the most recent release, pretty sure of that. And pretty good stuff. And I thought, that's so good, we should hear something else by Widow's Peak, but not actually. It's not actually Widow's Peak. It's half of Widow's Peak. And it's a band called Vinissaire. If I'm saying that right, probably not. Maybe it's Vinissaire. I don't know. I have no idea. I can't pronounce any words. So anyway, we're going to hear two songs by this band that I can't pronounce the name of. They're also, of course, from Brooklyn, since they're half of Widow's Peak. We're going to hear They Are Growing and Sita Devi. And both are super great off their self-titled release. And bonus, they've got a new thing coming out soon. I think actually like a week from now, but don't have that yet. So we'll have to wait a week and then maybe I'll put them on the next show. Why not? Can't have enough of good things. So here we go. Vinissaire with They Are Growing and Sita Devi. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Growing, seedlings will be sprouting. One day they'll be blowing in the wind. Someday, I accept that. I don't know what happens afterwards. Some people say you go to heaven. I'm totally going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. By the way, this is the only voice I know how to do. I'm totally going to heaven. It's the only voice I have. I can't, like, do impressions. Like, this is my impression of the president. I'm the first black president. I'm, like, literally the first black president. Do you guys think there's a heaven? If you believe you're going to heaven, clap if you think you're going to heaven. You think you're going to heaven?
Yes.
Really? How old are you?
21.
21, and you're a lock for heaven already. You already got it. Been a grown-up for 3 years. You couldn't possibly make a mistake. Well, good luck. I don't think there's a heaven. I think maybe there's a God, but there's no heaven. I think that's the best news you're going to get. You die, and you're like, hey, God. And he's like, yep. And you're like, where's heaven? And he's like, I don't know who's telling people that. But I'm supposed to make a universe and then another whole amazing place for afterwards? You guys are greedy dicks down there. Well, where do I go? Just stand in this room with me now. I don't like it. Tell me about it. I've been here since 1983. Or whenever. I don't know when God started, but...
Don't speak till we all drink blood in the sand. Follow me, I'll lead. Watch my hands, I know how you move. But you don't know what I know. I don't care if you lived a privileged life, but follow me, but don't rest by my side. Cause I know how you move. But you don't know what I know.
it so about time? All I can believe is venture.
Well, that was a couple of good songs right back there. The Teenage is the name of the band. They're from right here in Brooklyn, New York, The Teenage. And if it sounded familiar, if you're like, wow, that kind of sounds like that band he played a while ago called The Fast Years, you'd be correct, because I think Fast Years actually just turned into The Teenage, if I'm interpreting that correctly from the limited information that I obtained about it on the internet. Anyway, we heard two songs. We heard Matador from the Matador single, and then we heard Ventura from the Ventura single, both available anywhere music is sold. I got them from Bandcamp. Recommend you do the same. It's always the best way to do things, even if I don't always link to it, because it's kind of hard to dig up those links sometimes. But, yeah. So, that's what it was. Teenage. Okay, finishing up this episode of the show, another band from right here in Brooklyn. However, not anymore. They just sort of disband, moving away, or at least the lead singer and songwriter, I think, is moving away. North Highlands, that's right. I just saw their last show a couple weeks back. It was really kind of a bittersweet affair, because it was a great show. They played a great set, super long. They played like every song they've ever written, kind of thing. It was really great, but it was their last show, which is unfortunate. But they were really great, super great band. You might remember North Highlands. I played them on the show before. I'm just going to play another song off their album, Bruce, because I really love this album. And they do have a new album, however, coming out, I think they said this summer or something. But they already finished it when they decided to break away. They just are working on whatever happens after you finish an album and it's not released yet. I don't know. But they're doing that part. And so it's going to come out sometime. I'll definitely play stuff from it because I know that it's good because I heard them play stuff from it at the show and it was awesome. Which usually when you hear a bunch of music you've never heard before at a show, you're like, I wish they would just play the songs I already knew, you know. But this was a case where, no, the new stuff was great also. So very excited about their new stuff. Speaking of, can I just talk for a second? I just saw, over the weekend, I saw Dean Wareham playing at the Bowery Ballroom. And that was pretty exciting, because the last time I saw Dean and Britta playing at Bowery Ballroom was the last Luna show, when they broke up, speaking of bands breaking up. So when Luna broke up, they played one last show, and they played at Bowery Ballroom, and I was there, and it was awesome. And then over the weekend just now, I just got to see Dean Wareham playing his solo show with Britta, of course, and a couple other people, at the Bowery Ballroom. And he did some Luna songs, Galaxy 500 songs, and then of course it helps that his new material is also really good, so he played some great new material from his Dean Wareham releases. Very solid stuff. Gotta say, that was a good gig. Happy I saw that. And kind of fun to be like one of the youngest people in the crowd. I don't get that. I'm old enough now that I never get that experience. But Dean Wareham's show, boy howdy. Ooh, the 90s was strong in that room. I was definitely the low end of the age range of the room. And I'll say this about the crowd too. Great crowd. Super, I mean, compared to that North Highlands show, the crowd at Dean Wareham was way better. Like, they were respectful. They were nice to each other. It was like being in a room with adults. It was kind of awesome, as opposed to being down at Glasslands where, like, teenagers are screaming the entire show. But what am I talking about? I'm just talking about North Highlands and Dean Wareham. So anyway, unrelated. Sorry, tangent. Back to the topic at hand. Finishing up the show with North Highlands with the song Bruce from their awesome album Wild One. If you don't have it, pick it up now. It's really good. Here we go, North Highlands on The Sounds of My Head.
Getting up is enough. All I want to do is strip down. These clothes are too much. Where's my summertime? Days are getting long again. Crazy if we miss out.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Pizza Cat by Squire Mason, Pico Carpinterio by Monia Leader, and The Wine Harvest by Trevor Duncan. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com or just go to thesoundsofmyhead.com to look for links to everything I talk about, including links to where you can buy stuff, follow me on social media, the whole thing. It's all there on the interwebs. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on The Sounds of My Head.